are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for late Thursday night, August the 20th, and the bonus pod today, lottery reaction, step off the ledge, Detroit versus everybody. This is what we like. This is what we do. We are the underdogs. We don't take no handouts. This is Detroit. This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, the sports writer here in Detroit City, covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need, RockAuto.com. I am a pig in S right now, because we actually have some things to talk about. Something happened in the world of the Detroit Pistons. It's a negative, but we're going to talk you off the ledge and tell you why this is okay. It's okay, everybody. Don't worry. But today we got the news from the lottery. I've got my take, and then we'll throw out, I'll get the back of the envelope out. I got no notes today, so we're going straight off the top of the head. Mock draft 1.0 at the end of the show today. We're doing a quick little episode here. My prediction for who the Pistons will pick at number 7. This is subject to change as the months and months and months go by until the NBA draft, whenever it's going to be, scheduled for October for now. But we'll do a mock draft, and then we'll roll out a new big board for the top 7 on Monday's show, so you can be excited for that. I think it's going to be big board 4.0, something like that. But we will have another episode for you guys tomorrow, the regular Fridays with Brian. We'll tape that tonight after Portland and the Lakers, kind of a roundtable on how the playoffs are going through 2 games in each of the series. In addition to some more reaction from your Detroit Pistons falling to number 7 in the NBA draft lottery. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H. Another underscore for that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons Matt Shook. And I got to tell you, I am breathing a sigh of relief. I'm being honest. Just being honest. Detroit versus everybody. This is better. This is what we do. We are comeback people. Keep our edge, get number 7, and keep the conspiracy theories going. Let's band together against the NBA, against the world, chip on our shoulder. You got to earn it. You got to dig deep. All the Detroit cliches, everything. The rewards will come when the rewards come, when you earn the rewards. I'm actually sighing a little bit of a breath of fresh air. I'm relieved. I didn't want to talk about LaMelo Ball for the next several months. This is just a personal thing. I just didn't want to do it. We don't have to now. We're off the hook. That next level of player underneath that top 3 are Pistons type of players. There's going to be real dudes available to be picked there. And I know that you guys laughed at me when I said that my top four are guys that are not named Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball. Well, now guess what? We don't have to worry about it. We're out of the woods here on Pistons land. The draft lottery was Thursday night, right before the Lakers-Portland game finished the quartet of NBA playoff games. Chalk up until the first 6 were chalk. Celtics, Pelicans, Kings, Spurs, Phoenix, Washington. Spurs didn't move up in the lottery for the first time ever in franchise history in their 4th lottery. However, that is when the Charlotte Hornets and Chicago Bulls both got skipped. New York at number 8, so we knew that the Hornets and the Bulls were already up. So you kind of had a feeling, right, at that point that the Pistons were out of luck once again. And for the 14th time in team history, they went to the lottery. And for the 14th time in team history, they did not improve their standing on lottery night, falling back 2 notches for, I believe, the first time. All they've ever done is fall down 1 notch. So this is the first time in franchise history that the Pistons fell 2 notches. Unbelievable. The Atlanta Hawks will pick 6th. The Cleveland Cavaliers will pick 5th. Then after the commercial break, it was revealed that the Chicago Bulls will pick 4th, the Charlotte Hornets 3rd, so no huge jumps into that top 2. And of the top 3 teams that had the even odds, the smoothed out odds to get into that top 4, the 2 of those 3 teams got into the top 2, second being the Golden State Warriors. A number 1 pick going to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and draft season is officially on. LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards, you can throw James Wiseman into that mix as well. Those are kind of guys that you, at this point, cross off the list, right? I mean, they're probably not going to fall to number seven. I guess there's a world where James Wiseman falls to number seven, but certainly Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball, you can put them in your big board. I probably will, just to kind of save myself from looking like a fool if those guys turn into be Hall of Famers. But if you listen to the show, you know the truth, that maybe I wouldn't have even had him in my top seven anyway. That's not true. I probably would have had him in the top seven. And you know what? I'll come out and say this too. If either LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards fall to number seven in that world, I would actually pick them at number seven. It's a value pick. You got to do it at that point. But like I said, slim to none chances of that happening. So who do they pick? What does the draft look like? The names that we've talked about over and over again on this podcast, guys that I like, culture guys, those kind of things. And again, I would consider Wiseman because of the talent play if he falls to number seven. And I think there's a world that he does fall to number seven. But more likely than that, we are talking about guys like Onyeka Okongwu, Isaac Okoro, Killian Hayes, Tyrese Halliburton. You guys know how I feel about all those players. Faults and all for every single one of them, but dudes that will help the Detroit Pistons. I'm here to talk you guys off the ledge, and you know what? I'm feeling pretty good, and for some reason, I was snacking on some coffee beans while I was watching the lottery, so I'm a little bit more amped up than one might like to be at 9:09 on a Thursday night, but heck, you know, weekend's almost here. Maybe I'll have some drinks tonight while we watch the Trailblazers and the Lakers, but hey, Pistons are going to pick seventh. It's okay. We can save the karma for next time, right? Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, the list kind of goes on and on. There's a lot of wings out there next year. Not a lot of wings this year. Isaac Okoro and Halliburton kind of being a half wing, maybe standing in there too. So there's dudes, probably a point guard, maybe a big. That's the list here. And again, I'm comfortable. I'm happy. These are the guys I wanted, the number seven types. Now, between Okongwu and Hayes and Halliburton and Okoro, I know that all those guys have fans in the Pistons Twitter world and the Pistons draft world. So one or two, maybe three of those guys are going to fall off the board, but I have a feeling between those four guys, I think if Dia probably goes out before seven, he could possibly fall. But, you know, talking about Wiseman, talking about Edwards, talking about Ball, that's going to be three of the picks before the Pistons. That's six guys that go. So between those next four, one of those guys is going to be there. So it's a good thing. This is all right. The salary slot. Let's talk about that salary slot. We love the cap space, don't we? We love the cap space here in Detroit. We're not going to eat up a lot of it. This is going to be a good player who's going to sign a contract for, wait for it, 4 years, $25 million per season. That's right. Quick math, six and change for a rookie for 4 years. Who's going to be a solid contributor. This is fine. This is all good. Got the cap space. Can still make those grandfather offers or godfather offers. Not grandfather. I don't know why you'd want your grandfather. You want your godfather. But get Al Horford in here like Laz tweeted last night. Clean up that mess for Philadelphia. Be that team to use the cap space. Pick up those assets. Be bad next year. Build the culture. Don't be 15-win bad, but be like 29-win bad. That's fine. I don't know. I feel good. How do you guys feel? Let me know. We'll play some of your responses in Monday's show. 810-666-1546. Give us the call. Send us the text. Tweet at me. All that good stuff. Looking for your responses. You got to start your morning with the news that matters in just 10 minutes. Axios Today host Nyla Boudou and a team of award-winning journalists will bring you the latest analysis and insight into the trends shaping our world. Got to talk about the Pistons strategy at number seven. Here's what they're going to be thinking with this pick. And then later on, the mock draft from your Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, always love telling you guys about rockauto.com. I'm telling you, you got to go to this website and check it out, and I promise you're going to find something that you like, even if you didn't think you needed it. And certainly, when you got the car troubles, this is the time to check out rockauto.com as well. I'm telling you, take it to the mom-and-pop store. Take your car into the mom-and-pop store if you're not a car guy. And the way you know that this is the right auto or the right place that's going to work on your car, the mechanic on the corner there, is they let you bring in your own parts. That's how you know that this is an honest establishment. They're not going to upsell you on their exclusive parts arrangements that they have. That's kind of the tell on an honest and good mechanic. The RockAuto.com catalog, it's unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Get your parts for a low price. Bring them to the mechanic or get your dad to do it yourself or your grandpa or your uncle, whoever takes on cars for you. Because if you're like me, you don't do that kind of stuff. You're a millennial. You don't do that. Quickly, see all the parts available for you and your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for the pros as the do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts that your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Yes, sir!
That's right. This is Detroit basketball. I don't know. Again, the coffee beans, maybe it's that, but I'm feeling pretty good. I was a little stressed out about the fact that I was going to have to explain, or not explain. I'm not like I'm preaching to you guys, but I was going to have to justify my opinion of passing up LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards for the next several months, and it was getting me stressed out because obviously that's the kind of thing that can get thrown in your face sometimes. And, so bummer, but, you know, save the karma. Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, all that good stuff. Let's get a nice piece. Let's get a nice culture build. Let's get a guy who's going to be around the league for a long time. I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling good about this, and I decided to hook you guys up today. We're gonna do the big board. I'm going to throw out a big board to you right now. Here's what I think the Pistons should be thinking about. I think this is big board 4.0 for me. We're also going to do mock draft. I guess this is going to be 1.0 for my mock drafts because I'm going to make a prediction on who everyone's going to pick leading up to 7 and who I believe the Pistons will end up taking. Not who I want them to take, but who I think the Pistons will end up taking. This segment is my big board, my opinion for what I would do if the Pistons, for the Pistons. So obviously you have to make a list of 7. I'll tell you right now, the number 7 one was tough. I have 6 guys I feel pretty good about with the Pistons taking on draft night, and then the 7th. So I tweeted before the lottery, I thought, man, I'm thinking greedily here, and I'm hoping the Pistons still end up in the top 6. 7 was kind of one spot, a bridge too far from what I would prefer, but hopefully, obviously, one of the guys in my top 6 fall to number 7, and I'm feeling pretty good. So here's what it is. We'll go from the top, and you know where it starts. I've been kind of vacillating between numbers 1 and 2 on my big board, but for right now, my pre-lottery research. We'll do some post-lottery research starting this weekend. But Onyeka Okongwu is still number 1. I know you guys don't want to hear about it, but you know, get realistic with the thought that this could be the Pistons pick at number 7. This feels about right for him to be taken somewhere in that 5-6-7 range, and I'm hoping that he falls. Another guy that I hope falls that I think is realistic to fall all the way to 7 is number 2 on my list, Tyrese Haliburton. I like giving him a chance to run the show at point guard. I like the competitive nature. I like the culture and attitude that these first two guys would bring to the Detroit Pistons, the defense, all that stuff. I like Halliburton's ability to possibly be a wing slash ball handler as well. Kind of fits into the mold of Luke Kennard, Bruce Brown, the playmaking guys on the perimeter that are out there and will make things tough for defensive players in the future. Number 3, a guy that I know that a lot of you guys like is Killian Hayes, the point guard from France who played professionally in Germany. Good size, left-handed. Hopefully he can kind of get that right hand going a little bit. Got questions about the shot, got questions about the athleticism. There's questions about all these guys in the draft. Again, this is not a good draft. It's okay to lose the lottery, to keep that nice little salary slot of number 7. And again, you almost prefer it. I think I did my crazy list of picks that I would prefer the Pistons to get. I believe 7 was, I think it was the 6th on that list. I think I had 1 at 7 and then 8-9 under that. So this is the 6th best scenario out of the 9 possible scenarios. Not great, but when you're like me and you always kind of expect the worst in life, which I think a lot of Detroiters are kind of like me in that way, 6th out of 9, 69, first of all, nice there. But, you know, not that bad, right? There's a lot worse circumstances. 7, 8, 9 would have been a lot worse, those scenarios. So 7 is the 6th worst scenario. I think you're following me along there. But anyway, my insane thoughts continue. So Killian Hayes is the number 3 on my board, another guy who realistically falls. 4, 5, and 6 are the 1, 2, 3 on everyone's boards. So, and I've got them in this order. I've got Anthony Edwards number 4 right now. I see a world where he could be an NBA star. Again, he's going to be gone at number 7, so I feel comfortable kind of throwing him on this list and happily crossing him off when some team picks him in the top 2 or 3. Number 5, I actually have James Wiseman ahead of LaMelo Ball for number five. So five is Wiseman, six is LaMelo Ball. Again, I fully expect these guys to be both crossed off. There's a world where James Wiseman falls all the way down to seven, so we will have to do some studies on him some more. He's a guy I can't really put my finger on, but I've heard enough NBA people and talked myself to enough NBA people who like him to maybe think that those NBA people know a little bit more than us writers types. I know there's still some buzz that he could possibly be as high as number two when we're talking about teams like the Golden State Warriors who might need a starting center. And we'll think about that. We'll talk about the mock draft here in a little bit. So number five is Wiseman. Number six is LaMelo Ball. Again, we're talking value at this point. If those guys fall, might be manna from heaven too, because then you can trade down at number seven. I don't expect the Pistons to be able to trade down at number seven, but on draft night, LaMelo Ball starts slipping. The New York Knicks want to move up a spot or two from eight to seven, one spot. Yeah, let's swap those picks. Let's take a second from you to get LaMelo Ball, and we'll drive up that price because that's LaMelo Ball, man. He's going to be a franchise-changing player. He's going to be Madison Square Garden catnip as well. That could be a good scenario if he falls, and you can do a little trade down. But again, not expecting the trade down to happen unless someone falls on draft night. So number seven was the toughest one for me. I didn't really know who to put number seven on my list, but for right now, I'm going straight culture, going with the toughest guy on the board, going with the defense, Isaac Okoro. I don't feel great about it. There are the other guys I considered were Devin Vassell and Denny Avdija. I like all three of those guys. So again, there's nine players that I would not be too upset to have. So maybe my tiers are all the way down to number nine. If there's someone who wants to step up and get number seven in the draft and trade up, wouldn't mind a pick swap to fall down one or two spots and pick up some assets along the way. So right now we're going to Isaac Okoro at number seven. I'm not crossing off Vassell and Avdija. I don't know whether to pronounce it Vassell or Vassell, by the way. Maybe some of you guys can help me out with that. That's something I haven't nailed down because I've heard it several different ways in my research, and I'm sure you guys have as well. So that's it right now. Okongwu, Halliburton, Hayes, right? Really zero in on those three guys. I feel good that one of them is going to fall. People always fall. I would be really surprised if the top six on my big board are the top six picks. Now, we are Pistons fans. We are defeatists. Maybe that is how it's going to work out. And you kind of got to choose between the poo-poo platter of Okoro, Vassell, and Avdija. So I guess that's my tier is the top six. So unfortunately, falling at seven is not a great scenario. But again, I believe that one of those guys is going to fall. And you'll have your choice between Okongwu or Halliburton or Hayes, and you'll take one of them and you'll feel pretty good about it. As I think Avdija is probably the guy who gets taken in the top six and bumps one of my top six down to number seven. So that's the big board right now. We'll revise it along as the time goes on, but it's nice for me to kind of firm it up a little bit. I don't want to think about Cole Anthony anymore. I don't want to think about Kira Lewis anymore. I don't want to think about some of those guys that I know some of you guys like. Tyrell Terry is another guy I don't want to think about. Maxey, I like at the beginning. Obi Toppin. Maybe someone likes Obi Toppin and wants to trade up for him. There's another name that could entice people. You got Naismith out there from Vanderbilt as well. I'm happy that I can cross some of these guys off the list of people that I don't want to think about anymore. But up next, let's go with the mock draft. I'm going to throw out my prediction of what's going to happen on draft night and who the Pistons are going to zero in on. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But hey, the product and service that has been helping me out during these challenging times is DoorDash. That's right. You still got to stuff your face despite the fact that you can't go out or you don't really want to go out and go to those big restaurants anymore. And if you want to do that, that's fine every now and then. But most of the time, just get that stuff delivered. It's perfect for you. Perfect for these times. DoorDash is the app that brings you food that you're craving right to your door. Ordering is easy. I use this product. I know this product. DoorDash and me, we're thick as thieves. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with the new contactless delivery drop-off setting. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory. I'm hungry right now. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. Support them. Open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local restaurant, and your food will be left at your door. DoorDash deliveries are now contactless to keep the communities that they operate in safe. And it's your community. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDONNBA. That's $5 off your zero and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in your app store and enter code LOCKEDONNBA. Don't forget that's code LOCKEDONNBA for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. So who will the Pistons take at number 7 on October, I think, 15th? I mean, who even knows? That's what's going to be going on October 15th? Who knows? We learned today also that the sounds like the season is definitely not starting on December 1st. So, yeah, I mean, don't hold your breath for the NBA season starting anytime soon, probably after the new year. Good times. But, hey, nice to have this diversion of the NBA draft lottery tonight, although it didn't work out as well as we maybe would have hoped. But here's the mock draft. Here's what I think is going to happen on draft. I end up taking my first stab at it right now. We'll change this as time goes on. First one seems like a little bit of a no-brainer. You got D'Angelo Russell. You got Karl Anthony Towns. Although, you know, Obi Toppin's out there. I know that, I don't know, he's not like a number one talent. But Minnesota, if they like him, I like the Ben Beacon reasoning that we had from the Lockdown Timberwolves host on the podcast lately. But I think it's kind of a no-brainer. Anthony Edwards is out there. He's the number one pick for Minnesota. Number two, man, I think Golden State is like almost a lock to trade this pick. And I think the Knicks want LaMelo Ball. This just makes a lot of sense to me. So, again, I think you end up Golden State swapping down to 8 and picking up something for their trouble from the New York Knicks. And the Knicks take LaMelo Ball. So, number 2, LaMelo Ball. Number 3, the Charlotte Hornets need some stars. Got some decent players on the perimeter to kind of build around right now. They really don't have a center, even though they've had too many centers in the past that has kind of attritioned itself out. So, yeah, I'll go with James Wiseman at number 3 for the Charlotte Hornets. Again, I know that draft Twitter doesn't like him, but I kind of believe the NBA people. Number 4, a little tough here, right? Chicago, they've got the Kobe White situation there in the backcourt already, so a lot of point guards out there, but I don't think they're going to go there. Got some talented, bigs in Wendell Carter, Lauri Markkanen, a smaller big. So it seems like it'd make a lot of sense for me for the Bulls to take Denny Avdija there at number 4. So I'm going with Avdija in my mock. Number 5, Cleveland. Now, like the Locked On Cavs guys have talked about, I don't think that the Cavs would hesitate to take a LaMelo Ball if they could, despite the fact that they have Garland and Sexton, but I think the fact that they're not going to be able to take Ball gets them off the hook a little bit and forces them to not take a point guard. Again, I think they should take a point guard if he's number one on their board, but the fact that LaMelo Ball might be off kind of steers you away from taking another ball handler. So I see the wings in this mix for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I took a long look at Isaac Okoro for them, but instead I went with Tyrese Halliburton. I think they take Tyrese Halliburton, although, like I said, I was kind of torn on the Isaac Okoro thing to kind of help shore up the defense and get them some toughness and talent on the wing. But we'll go with Halliburton. Atlanta's weird, right? I mean, Atlanta's got a lot of the young wings in Hunter and drawing a blank on the bust from Duke who played well at the end of the year. Cam Reddish, sorry. And then, of course, you got Trae Young. You got Kevin Huerter. You got young bigs and John Collins. You just locked up Clint Capella for a while. So it's an interesting team. Obviously, you don't need a real ball handle unless you're talking about a backup point guard. So Killian Hayes is in play for them. But it's just such a bad team defensively. You want shooters around Trae Young when he penetrates. It seems like Devin Vassell is a perfect mix there. Kind of rotate him in with Kevin Huerter, mix in around Trae Young. That seems like a nice fit. Devin Vassell to Atlanta at number 6, which gives a lot of Pistons fans and me a nice choice at number 7 between a Killian Hayes and an Onyeka Okongwu. I'd certainly be happy with either of them. But my official prediction in mock draft 1.0 for the Pistons at number 7, that they will draft Killian Hayes. I think the Pistons will draft Killian Hayes at number 7, take a French teenager for the second straight year, get a guy who plays some defense. And you guys know what I feel about Onyeka Okongwu, and I would certainly prefer the Pistons to take him, but I like Killian Hayes. Fine with Killian Hayes. I think it'd be a good pick. I think it'd be a nice little Detroit pick. Again, I think Okongwu's got Detroit in his veins, but Killian Hayes would be just fine with me. And right now, Locked On Pistons Mock Draft 1.0 says that your Detroit Pistons take French point guard Killian Hayes with the 7th pick of the 2020 draft. What do you guys think? Let me know. Get at me through the means that you get at me, 810-666-1546. Leave your name, tell us where you're from, and leave a voicemail as well. But that wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. We'll be back with Fridays with Brian tomorrow. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Rejecting the Screen. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.